Blog Talk Radio.
Money. Good morning. Good morning. That's our theme song, the OJs, the mighty OJs. Money, money, money. Money is something that people like, some people have, some people don't. What is money to you, and what can you do with money? Be There Magazine in the morning. Radio show, network and learn. Call in 347-637-1577. Let your business be heard. Let's talk business. It's all about you. First off, before we get started, I want to tell you about an upcoming event tomorrow night, Financial Entrepreneur Boot Camp. Financial Entrepreneur Boot Camp, an opportunity for you to come out and hear excellent speakers who not only walk the walk, but they talk the talk. They are financially educated. They have their entrepreneurs. They can tell you what to do and how to do it. Diane Eubanks, she's going to be there. Jackie Chandler is going to be there. Brian Sumrall is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And we're going to have Carolyn Robinson. These are some of the keynote speakers that's going to be there. And I'm going to share information with you about marketing, the five things you have to have and how you go about to get them. Don't miss this opportunity. The number is 202-445-1131 to give me a call, or just go online and say you're coming, or just tell people about it. We're going to make this an event that's really going to blossom into more events. This is the first of its kind. The Financial Entrepreneur Bootcamp is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to bring in more speakers, people who can really help you. We're going to bring in some millionaires. I know several millionaires that's going to come in and actually speak to you, talk to you about how to become a millionaire, how they did it, how they became a millionaire. Duke Green is one of the most prominent first African-American blacks to make $8 million in Washington, D.C. back in the 70s, the 80s. He's still a viable millionaire today. But his voice and who he is, he's just a regular, humble guy who understands how to become a millionaire. He's going to be one of our guest speakers. I'm also going to power to get one of the people that I came under, which is Dr. Catherine Hughes. She is someone who I knew before she was a millionaire. She had no millions, slept inside of the station. I come by and see her, and she's sitting inside the front part of the station on a little teeny couch, and I sat there with her. She prayed together. We talked together, stood outside of the building on 4th and 8th Street. Today, she's a radio mogul. She owns all kinds of stations, 185 stations. And she owns a TV station, but she's still Kathy Hughes to me. To many, she's Dr. Catherine Hughes. We're going to get her to call in. I'm going to have people like that that I've known for years. But better than that, you can come out on September the 19th, Congressional Black Caucus Weekend. If you understand the caucus like many people do, I've been going to the caucus since 1972. I have not missed a caucus yet. The caucus has changed, but the caucus is still the Congressional Black Caucus. We're going to have our kickoff of my 31-year anniversary at Toscana West Restaurant, six-star restaurant, plus beyond plus, class beyond class. movers and shakers, heavy hitters, people who are coming in town from all over or just coming in town for the caucus. We're building the list up as we speak. They're going to stop by. You make sure that you're there celebrating 31 years of publishing and 65 years of life. We're going to take a break and come back with our special guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. On the line, 301-483. Who we have on the line? Who's calling? Call you on the air. Go ahead. Air code 301-483. You on the air. This is going to be an event beyond compare. All you have to do is go to BeThereMagazine.com, sign up, make sure that you are available. Is Carolyn on the air or is Jackie on the air? Any of our guests on the air?
I'm here.
On the air right now. Who's this?
Jackie. Can you hear me?
Jackie, I can hear you. I couldn't hear you at first. Jackie, welcome aboard. Thank you for calling in. Jackie's going to be one of our guest speakers. Jackie, tell us about a little bit about tomorrow night, how you're going to be talking about, or what's the importance of what you're talking about. Give us a little bit of an overview of what's going on with your segment.
Well, we're going to talk about credit and how it has evolved to rule our lives. And whether people realize it or not, credit is your life right now, and how we can control it, grab it, and make it work for us instead of working against us, as most people have it working right now.
That is excellent. I've just got off the phone. It's ironic. I just got off the phone with a prominent, excellent real estate agent. Her and her husband, they are millionaires in the real estate industry. They heard about FES, but they also understood the power and the essence of credit, of where credit is going and how it has evolved to becoming an essence of your life. You take for granted if you have credit, you know you have credit, but if you don't have credit, then you look at a situation where, well, I just don't have it. You don't even take advantage of wanting to do anything about it. So years go on and years go on and years go on, and you're depriving yourself from assets of having things because you have no credit. It's just phenomenal what this credit thing has become and where it's going and why it's going to the direction that it's going. So people now have to realize that you can't take it lightly no more. You just can't go into a situation and think that you have, that credit does not matter. I want you to stay online. We're going to come right back with another caller. Hold on a minute. We got another caller on the air right now, one of our guests. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead. Erico 410. You on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Russell. This is Carol Robinson. How are you this morning? I'm just joining you guys and listening to the tail end of what you were just speaking about in terms of credit and how important it is. And I'm looking forward to our boot camp tomorrow.
Right. Fantastic. I want to take a break, Carolyn, but when I come back, I want to have you talk about your segment. We'll be right back with Carolyn Robinson. Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine, honey. How are you doing today?
Oh, Doing well.
Good.
Fantastic. I want you to talk a little bit about your segment. We're going to come back to Jackie also. We got Brian coming on a little bit later. I want you to talk about the importance of your segment and how important that people should come out tomorrow night and just get involved with this boot camp. Matter of fact, I want to thank Carolyn Robinson personally for her intuition, things that she's doing to the point where she's really was an instrument in this whole financial boot camp, because she is not only financially sound, but she understands credit, she understands taxes, she understands so much, and she lives the life that she exudes. I mean, she, if there's something that needs to be done, she's there. She's at all major events. Just not recently. I remember recently, it was during an event that was in Washington, D.C., was up at the Marriott, and she wanted to go. And she went, and she was online, and she went and paid $300 immediately. Just said, I'm going to this event, because she understood the power of being somewhere at the right time, the right place. But, Carolyn, give us a little bit of overview of what you're going to be doing.
Okay. Tomorrow, what I'd like to bring to the table is just some basic things that people as business owners and just folks in general personally need to understand in terms of being able to survive in today's environment. And one of the things that I was able to put together last year was a conference, and the title of that conference was Staying Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise in the 21st Century. We're faced with so many challenges today, financially, economically, and when we have Congress holding us literally by the balls, there is very little sometimes one can do. But if we're prepared for surprises, surprises is basically the main ingredient in all of the things that happen to us down the road, then we can navigate. We can navigate the maze. We can navigate life without too many bumps in the road. We're going to have the bumps, but we'll be able to get through the bumps. So what I would like to try to bring to the information I want to try to bring is just sharing with people that would come tomorrow what you need to do as a business owner, what you need to know, and the type of tools that you need to be prepared to use to stay in the game. And to really ask yourself if you have staying power, because there are a lot of things that you will be faced with. One of the things, the most important thing, Russell, and I know you will address this, is how to get your information, how to get your message, how to get your product, your service out to the public in an effective manner. So often business owners that are in business today are still operating with old methods and old methodology and not really bringing themselves up to today's environment. So I know you will address social media as one of the latest tools, and you'll talk about things like Facebook, Twitter, social cam blast, and email blast and texting. But also there was one thing that I use in my business, and it has been extremely effective, and that is something called callingpost.com. It used to be .org. And that particular tool, what I find while we are in such an environment today where people don't want to read, so emails are beginning to be a way of the past. Texting is coming or taking place of email because people want things instantly. They want to hear and see things instantly. They want to make decisions instantly. They really don't want to think about it. So I felt that, you know, if you're in this type of environment, how do you navigate that? If you are not a person that is really into texting, you got to kind of come up to the 21st century and understand that's where people are. There are still people that use traditional methods of communicating, but there are also things that are new wave, and the younger generation will push these things in your face, and so you have to become a part of that type of environment. So what Calling Post does is really, it's a lot softer because it's communicating and you're hearing a person's voice, and still that is important. It's an automated feature where your voice actually comes on for less than a minute to remind somebody of an upcoming event, and you can send it out to thousands of people by just making that one comment. And I have found that where it may be for a particular thing, what happens is people will call you for other things. You always have to stay in the face, stay in the face, stay in the face. And people don't understand that. You know, while people look at Facebook, there are other things that people do also. So they sometimes need to hear your voice. So if they're not, their phone is not on, or they're not paying attention, and the phone and something else, another medium may, that they may have rings, they can pick it up and hear your voice. Hearing your voice and seeing your face, seeing a message from you is important to do on a daily basis, because you're building, what you're doing is building yourself as a expert in your field, or you're building yourself as a person to go to for certain things. As I build myself, or have built myself, I guess, in the financial arena, on subjects like taxes, retirement planning, insurance, and just basically financial coaching. I've also been involved with mortgages. People know that I'm the person to go to. If I cannot accommodate their needs, then I can certainly refer them to someone that's responsible. So I use the tools that are out there, and I also still incorporate some of the traditional tools that business owners would have used in the past and may still be using. One of the things that I also feel strongly about is retirement planning, which is the phase of my business that I am heavily involved in at the moment. As business owners, we use everything that we have financially, and we neglect a lot as well. So along the way, what happens is your credit gets screwed up, and you really sometimes can't find your way out of that maze. It is so, so very important, because when you find yourself at 65 and the only thing you have to rely on as a financial resource is your Social Security, and your business has not given you over the last 20, 25 years the financial resources to have you be comfortable in retirement, knowing when to pare down, knowing when to partner with someone so that what you have built, you will be able to leave a legacy. You will be able to leave that business to someone. Folks don't know how to bow out. They don't know how to position themselves to bow out and leave it. So often as we in the African-American community will face is the fact that we have to start over again. Each of our generations are starting over again. Don't have a business to pass on to someone else. So we have to look at retirement very seriously. We have to look at how to put money aside. We have to look at not using everything. And we have to also know how to fold. Know how to fold and start something else. When something is not going down the path and the direction that you feel will make you successful, know how to say, okay, this isn't working, because you can learn from failures. Successful businesses are based on failures, because failures are lessons. They're lessons to be learned, to know how to do something differently the next time. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow, Russell.
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay, I really appreciate what you're saying, because retirement is so important, and everything tomorrow night that we have, including Jackie, including you, including Diane, including Brian, this boot camp, and people have to realize that they're listening, and we're going to talk more about it on Twitter and on Facebook. I agree with you, the calling post, I use that myself also, and also years ago there was an opportunity where they had the calling, where you can, you know, there's a company that called people random. They still have those random calls that people call and they pick up and they talk to you about certain products. You have to use it all. My contention now is to have the information, to give the information. That's why this boot camp is such a needed asset. People don't know what's out there. They don't know what's existing. They don't know what's available to them to make their business grow. They don't know that they can do certain things to improve their business, to make sure that they can get business. And that's why Jackie's segment is so important also when it comes to credit, life insurance, will, testament, all these things that people know about, they know what they are, but do they have them? Safe deposit box. Suppose you die, your wife, where can your wife go to get the information? Is it in the shoebox somewhere? Is it laying around a house somewhere? Can she go to your mother's house and get it? Where can she get it? It should be available to her immediately. She should know where to have the power of attorney. Jackie, we'll come back and let Jackie talk a little bit more about what she's going to be talking about. Stay on the line. This is Be There Magazine in the Morning. This is so important, so valuable, and it's necessary.
Because once you have retirement and once you do achieve those things, we're not leaving them correctly, the ones who do, to the younger generation. One of the things that I'm going to talk about is the big misconception that people have about wills. You know, people think they have a will and they're done. You know, now I've protected my family and I can walk around. Not true. There's other pieces to this that if you don't have it, your estate will go into probate, it will be taxed, the creditors will come after it. There are ways to protect yourself from this, and this is the piece that most of us are missing, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Also, we're going to talk about just being organized and protecting your family even while you're alive. What if a husband and wife get into a car accident and they're both laid up for 6 months and they can't talk? Who's going to pay the kids' tuition? Who's going to take care of the kids? Do you want someone else to appoint who's going to take care of your kids? I mean, all these things should be written down. Somebody should know what to do in case something happens to you. So we're going to talk about all these things, including, of course, credit. And it's really just how to be financially prepared. These are things we say that we weren't taught in school, and that's what we're trying to teach people tomorrow, and that's what we're trying to teach people as we go, how to be financially prepared. Credit is just a part of it. Your will, your estate, you know, how you leave that, if there'll be anything left if you don't protect it, how to put your important papers away and in a place where somebody will find it and not have to go tearing through your house to find these things. So just how to be prepared in life. And these things are easy to do, and we can do them, and they are affordable. And so we're trying to make it not overwhelming to people so that they will put these things off and not take care of them and not protect their families. So I look forward to sharing a lot of this information with everyone who comes to the seminar tomorrow. And, Russell, thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Oh, fantastic. I feel as though that what you're doing, what Brian is doing, what Carolyn is doing, I mean, I've known you for years, Jackie. You know, when you cultivate a relationship with somebody 20, 30 years and you watch the individual, I've watched you do your mortgage company to the hilt. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that are sitting as we speak, as you're on the airways, who are in a home with a roof over their head, with running water, backyards with grass, because of you. You took the time to make sure that that mortgage went through. And I used to come to your office, and you would take time out of your busy schedule, and I'd say, Jackie, I need an ad for the magazine. You would write the check. There were so many people that where I am today did not happen overnight. It happened because of people like Jackie, Carolyn Robinson. I bet she's a homegirl. Carolyn's from Philadelphia. We connected. She immediately saw the essence of the magazine. She would talk to me and tell me, Russell, you have a gift. You need to really share this gift. She called me about financial aspect of sharing this information, putting together a boot camp. She's very inspirational in everything that she does and who she is. I've been to her house. She set up a book signing for me, over 50, 60 women. Not only did she prepare the food and everything, it was just for me to come in. And this is the kind of people that I surround myself with. And that's why it's important to let people come and meet these same people. If I could just put the people that have touched my life, that I have come across, if I could put them in a room and invite people so they can come across and you can touch their life, this is what this is about. But to better the life, Jackie, when you called me, and I was, and you know personally, I was asked by 500 people or more to go and get involved with this particular company or a company similar to yours. I'm not that type of person. I don't get involved with those events, those type of companies, period. But when you told me what you had investigated and how you looked at it, and when I came and I got involved, not only has it changed my life, I can see where my life is going to get even better. And this is within a matter of months. If it can do that for me, what can it do for others? I don't want to be an individual who it's just me. What can I do for others? To be in D.C., to be able to actually have access to individuals, to be able to know, I know thousands of people, what purpose is that to know somebody? What purpose is to have 5,000, 10,000, 8,000 friends on Facebook? What does that mean if you're not able to help the people? What does it mean that if I can walk in a room and people call your name, but I'm helping nobody, but at the same time I can help myself, I can help my family? What does that mean to be able to give something back to your family? This is where I'm at in my life at this point now. I'm at a point now where, like, I want to show the world and my family that they're going to be covered. They're going to be expected to have what you don't want to just do things. You want to do things while you're alive. This company pays you every week. What more can you ask for? So we're going to come back with closing statements from Jackie and from Carolyn. We'll be right back. Celebrating 50-year anniversary March on Washington. What's he remembered for? And it's one of the best parts of the speech that I always really enjoyed. He says, I don't want to be remembered for my Nobel Peace Prize. I don't want to say that I marched on Washington. I want to say that I reached out and I helped somebody. That's the most important thing. When you say Russell, most people are going to say he helped me in some way. He did something, you know, that was beneficial to me to improve my life. That's what's important. Carolyn, you go first. Closing statements.
Okay, Russell, I just want to say tomorrow I really look forward, and I, too, thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to meeting the other presenters and other people that want to try to help others in our community by providing them with the information, providing them with the tools that will help them to live a healthier life financially, and hopefully that they will be able to reach back and leave something to their families, leave some sort of legacy that they can be remembered by. But most importantly, being able to give people something that they can stand on, and in particular business owners, knowing that they can form partnerships and good relationships as they develop their business so that they don't operate in a vacuum. So I really look forward to meeting everyone tomorrow and to sharing, you know, my experiences and things that I know will certainly help people to move forward in what they're trying to do.
Jackie, closing statements.
I'm just looking forward to, again, meeting everyone and sharing information that we know will change their lives, and they can take it away with them and hopefully share with other people. And, you know, when we're talking about credit again, you know, that's the thing that is kind of ruling our lives these days. So I hope that we can impart the information that you don't have to walk around with your head hung down and that there is something that can be done about it. But you have to take that first step and do it today. So I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow evening.
And I want to say in closing, thank you both for taking time to come on the show this morning. This show will be in the archive. They can hear it as much as they want to, so you can put it on your Facebook page. You can link it on your actual website. You can share it. You can text it out to people. Tell everybody about the Financial Entrepreneur Bootcamp. Let people know it's going to be from 6:30 to 8:30 tomorrow night in Atlanta. Go to the website, go to the Facebook page, and be there. It's so important that we do this. If we touch one life, if we get one person, if we change somebody's life, my life has been changed in a matter of 60 days. I see a future that is going to be extremely bright for others and myself. And you want to do that at a point in your life. You spoke about earlier about retirement, about having things set up. Most people are going through life with nothing set up. I watched many of funerals. I've been to many of funerals. I watched people get sick. A friend of mine, my closing statement, I want to say something about a friend of mine who is a giver. She has given to me and my business two times fold. Wherever she comes to the event, she contributes. Her name is Marcia Foster. Her significant other is sick. Not only is she there, not only is she prepared, she put everything on hold, but their life was put together. She had her stuff in order in case something happens to him or in case something happens to her. And that you cannot take for granted. So we're going to make sure you have the information. We're going to make sure people can do what they want to do if they want to. Credit is your life. Be there is your message. See you tomorrow morning. See you tomorrow night. Be There Magazine in the morning. Network and learn. Money, 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 money